What's going on, y'all? This is the Claw Athletics Podcast, CAP. But this is no cap because every single episode is super focused, super dialed in on a single health topic. And everything in these episodes is based on research and 4 years of coaching actual human clients. And most importantly, every episode is so practical that you can take action on the topic today. In today's episode, we are doing If It Fits Your Macros Part 2. So here at Claw Athletics, we watch all the analytics and we hear all the feedback. And a lot of people really enjoyed Part 1 of If It Fits Your Macros. So today's episode is Part 2. Now, I would say that Part 1 was a bit more of the theory behind If It Fits Your Macros. It was more of what is If It Fits Your Macros? What does that encompass? How do you approach it? Today's episode, we are going super practical. We're going to be talking numbers. Sorry to those who hate math, but we are talking numbers today. And we are going very specific into when it's your protein, your fats, your carbs, how much of each do you need, and how do you make that happen? All that fun stuff. We're playing with math today. Let's dive into it. So the very first macronutrient to discuss is protein. Now, the simple way to think about protein that I tell clients is protein is all things muscle, right? Protein helps us to build more muscle. It helps us to repair muscle. It helps us to maintain muscle. All things muscle depend on protein, as well as, of course, your strength training in the gym. Duh, we know that. But from a nutrition standpoint, protein plays the biggest role when it comes to muscle. So how much do you need? The range that I use for my clients is anywhere from 0.7 to 0.9 grams per pound of body weight. So that's how you figure out your daily protein requirements. So as an example, if somebody weighs, let's go extreme, if you weigh 100 pounds and you wanted to do the lower end of that spectrum, again, the range is from 0.7 to 0.9. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you're going to be eating anywhere from 70 grams per day to 90 grams per day. Now, with that being said, there are some exceptions that exist, right? If you're somebody who, I would say if you're above, let's just say 250 pounds, right? If you're above upper 200s, maybe 300s, whatever that number might be, then I wouldn't take the range quite as high, right? If you're 250 pounds, you don't need to be eating 0.9 grams per pound of body weight because now you're eating close to 200. But for the average person out there, I would say anywhere from 0.7 to 0.9 grams per pound of body weight. Now, a few ways to hit that number, because you might hear that, you might do the math and think, oh my God, coach wants me to eat 150 grams or 130 grams. How am I ever going to do that? A few tips for getting more protein in your diet. Number one is I would have the simple mindset of I'm going to include protein at every meal. That could mean your meal is going to have some meat. That could mean that your meal is going to have a protein yogurt or a protein oatmeal, whatever it might be, or even a protein shake, a protein bar. But from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, your mentality is every meal is going to include protein. So that's tip number one. Tip number two for getting more protein would be cooking your meats in bulk. So for me, I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I'm a very busy person. So I rarely am going to cook one meal at a time. Instead, what I'll do is I'll get a big baking pan and I will cook enough meat to last me for the entire week all at once. When I cook meat in bulk, it's a lot easier to hit my protein numbers. Now, me personally, I'm eating around 170 to 180 grams of protein per day. If I did not cook my meat in bulk, I promise you there's no way I could hit that number. So that's tip number two is cook meat in bulk. And then tip number three is when you do your grocery shopping, look for protein alternatives. Look for brands and options where it's a food item that you're already eating, but there's a different version that has more protein. For example, in the morning when I eat my yogurt, I have a brand of yogurt that is 13 grams of protein per pouch. And I start my day with 2 cups of the yogurt. So I get 26 grams of protein just like that in my breakfast. Another example is they make oatmeal, different oatmeal types where they have more protein in the oatmeal. I know one that I've used in the past is Quaker Oats. They have a brand of oatmeal where for each package, there's 10 grams of protein per package. So once again, if you're somebody who's eating oatmeal regardless, so you're already eating oatmeal, you might as well find one that has more protein in it. And then finally, another item to look for is protein pasta. So if you go to the pasta section of the grocery store and just look around, there are plenty of companies and brands where they sell pasta versions where it's 10 grams or more of protein per serving of the pasta. And so to recap all of that in the protein section, number one, how much do you need? I would recommend anywhere from 0.7 to 0.9 grams per pound of body weight. Okay, that's number one. How do you make it happen? My three tips would be, number one, look to get protein at every meal throughout the day, even if it just means, hey, I'm eating spaghetti, but I'm adding a protein bar on the side. Whatever it might be, add protein to every meal. Number two, cook your meat in bulk. And then number three, when you do your grocery shopping, if there's food items that you're already eating, especially a lot of those carbohydrate heavy foods, look for brands that put more protein into those specific food items. So that is the protein section. Now, moving on to dietary fats. Now, dietary fats get a bad rap because once upon a time, a lot of the media and people were saying, hey, you cannot eat fats. If you eat fats, you're going to get fat. And I'm here to tell you that it cannot be further from the truth, right? The way you get fat is to eat too many calories and not move enough, right? It's not from getting too many dietary fats. It's not from getting too many carbohydrates. It is from having an excess amount of calories in your day-to-day nutrition. Now, for clients, when we talk dietary fats, what I want you to think about is these are nutrients that support a lot of the behind-the-scenes functions of your body, right? So dietary fats are going to help your body when it comes to hormone balance, when it comes to your brain's vitality, when it comes to your central nervous system, when it comes to your vitamin absorption. All these functions depend on dietary fats to function at the most optimal level. Now, once again, how many do you need? So the range I give clients is anywhere from 0.35 to 0.45 grams per pound of body weight. That being said, I have some clients who prefer to eat higher diets and dietary fats. That's okay. If you want to go above that 0.45, I'm okay with it as long as your additional fats are coming from healthy fat sources. Think of salmon, think of avocados, think of seeds, think of nuts. I don't want you coming to me and saying, hey, coach, I want to eat more dietary fats because I have to get my Doritos in or I have to get my cake in. I'm going to call BS on that one. Again, if you want a nice kind of numeric range, I would say anywhere from 0.35 to 0.45 grams per pound of body weight. But if your dietary fat is coming from healthy sources, I am okay with taking that number higher. Now, once again, how can you make this happen? How can you get yourself to that range? Some good options we just threw out: salmon, avocado, seeds, nuts, a lot of options there, and many more that you can choose from. Finally, carbohydrates. Everyone's a boogeyman, carbohydrates. Everyone's so afraid of carbohydrates. And I feel like at this point, I want to reiterate the point from earlier, which is that eating carbohydrates will not make you fat. What makes you fat is having too many calories in your diet and not moving enough. Period. You can have carbohydrates as long as your caloric intake is where it should be, as long as your movement, your exercise is where it should be, as long as you're sleeping, hydrating, all those fundamentals. That being said, let's dive into it. So what I do for clients is once we've figured out your protein for the day, your dietary fats for the day, whatever calories we have left in your diet, we devote those to carbohydrates. So using an arbitrary example, let's just say that this client eats 2,000 calories per day. Of that 2,000, if we know that maybe 700 are going to protein, maybe 700 are going to dietary fats, well, then the remaining 600 are going to be going to our carbohydrates. And again, we want this to come from the healthiest sources possible. And so what I tell clients a lot is, hey, for those carbohydrates, the more we can fill that with fruits, with vegetables, with whole grain items, the better, right? I don't want you to come to me and say, hey, coach, I need a higher carbohydrate budget because I have to eat those Cheetos or I have to eat those pastries, right? We want it to come from healthier sources as much as possible. But again, I don't want you to overthink this. I don't want you to freak out because you had one donut. The name of the game when it comes to losing weight or to bulking or whatever it might be, caloric intake will always come number one. All that being said, let's review this one last time before the episode ends. Macronutrients, this is part two. We have three main macronutrients. We have protein, we have dietary fats, we have carbohydrates. Your body needs all three to function, right? When it comes to protein, the amount that I would recommend is anywhere from 0.7 to 0.9 grams per pound of body weight. A few options to get that done: have protein at every meal, cook your meat in bulk, and when you're grocery shopping, look for different brands where maybe if you like oatmeal, find the oatmeal that has more protein in it. If you like yogurt, find the protein version of that yogurt. So that's protein. Two is dietary fats. Again, that's all the behind the scenes functionalities of your body, hormone balance, brain, central nervous system, vitamin absorption, all that stuff relies on dietary fats. At a minimum, I would recommend you getting 0.35 grams per pound of body weight in dietary fats. And then finally, carbohydrates, whatever calories we have left over, we're going to devote to carbohydrates. And as if you're somebody who's listening and you're doing, maybe you're losing weight, maybe you're dieting, as you go deeper and deeper into your diet, when we reduce calories over time, we're not going to be decreasing protein. We're not decreasing dietary fats. Where we are decreasing calories is going to be from your carbohydrate budget. And so again, that is part two. If it fits your macros, protein, fats, carbohydrates. For more health conversations, please consider subscribing to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Lawson. But remember, it is not enough to just listen, nor is it enough to just scroll. You must take action, because nothing works unless you do the work. Go execute. Until next time, peace.